Happy Tuesday, everyone, and hopefully your Tuesday is going better than your Monday. But hello, this is Linda Sims calling. I'm sorry. This is Linda Sims, right? Your host this evening. I'm live with you today on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com, or you can download on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhones, laptops, computers, Chromebooks, whatever type of data or media center you may have. And once you download that free app called TuneIn, please search WWGH, or you can call 740-383-9944 if you would like to be a part of the show, ask any questions, or make any comments. Again, 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of the People, which is the name of the show. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, Free Produce, which is every third Saturday of every month. The next one takes place August the 20th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. We also have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a couple announcements for you also. National Night Out will take place Tuesday, August the 2nd, I guess that's tonight, right? 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. This will be at Grant Middle School. This is sponsored by Marion, Ohio Police Department. Also, Pillar Credit Union and Ashley Home Store. There will be safety forces, police, and fire from around the county will be on hand with their safety vehicles. Mascot dance-off. Come watch the dance-off and vote for your favorite mascot. Inflatables, kids can bounce until their little hearts are content. Live band, Omega Nick, will provide live music, numerous booths and food trucks from local businesses available for purchase and giveaways, plus free hot dogs. What all is free? Admission, inflatables, and live band are all free. Yay, should be a fun night out for everyone. Don't forget to vote if you haven't. Check your precincts and of knowing where to vote. The special election takes place today. Also, we have Tunes at Paradise Saturdays in August. They will be featuring La Costa Maze Trio, August the 13th at 5 p.m. Light rock music and rhythm and blues, 70 hits. Also, August the 20th at 4 p.m., Marion Area Strings, George Schramm, conductor. August the 27th, 5 p.m., The Bones of Cincinnatus, trombones from Cincinnati playing classics to rock. This will take place at 1536 Whetstone River Road North, Caledonia, Ohio, 43314. Caledonia's on the map, everybody. They really have been this summer. So let us keep our eyes and ears open to find out what else will be going on in Caledonia. They do have a farmer's market every Saturday, I think from 10 till 1. So let's keep our eyes and ears open so we'll know what's going on in that neck of the woods. Okay, that's our announcements. And I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. And this thought is titled, Life-Giving Correction. Scripture is Proverbs 15:31 through 33. Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. So I'm going to read Proverbs 15:31. Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. Wait a minute, why did that start at 31? Go to the full chapter. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of a fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. That is so profound right there. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but if a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Let us be careful with our mouth and what we say and how we say it. We don't want to crush other people's spirits. You know, that's a devastating feeling. It hurts. A fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings ruin. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of fools are not upright. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern discipline awaits anyone who leaves the path. The one who hates correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more do human hearts? Wow. Mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. But a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Better a small serving of vegetables with love than a fattened calf with hatred. A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. The way of the sluggard is blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly brings joy to one who has no sense, but whoever has understanding keeps a straight course. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. A person finds joy in giving an apt reply. And how good is a timely word? It can mean life to any person. The path of life leads upward for the prudent, to keep them from going down to the realm of the dead. The Lord tears down the house of proud, but he sets the widow's boundary stones in place. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but gracious words are pure in his sight. The greedy bring ruin to their households, but the one who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Light in a messenger's eyes brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. Those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but the one who heeds correction gains understanding. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor. guess I got kind of thrown when I started reading those scriptures, 31 through 33. Instead, I read the whole chapter, and wow, there was a lot in there that was on my mind today, and I had no idea I was going to even read that, so it kind of startled me. Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. Unfortunately, we had a pretty hard conversation recently, said Shelley. I don't think either of us enjoyed it, but I really felt her attitude and actions needed to be addressed in order to keep from hurting those around her. Shelley was talking about the young woman she mentors. Although uncomfortable, their conversation was fruitful and actually strengthened their relationship. Just a few weeks later, the two women led a church-wide prayer time with the theme of humility, even outside of a formal mentoring relationship. We will face a tough conversation or two with a brother or sister in Christ. In Proverbs, a book full of timeless wisdom, the importance of humility in giving and receiving correction is a repeated theme. In fact, constructive criticism is called life-giving and leads to true wisdom. Proverbs 15 and 31. Proverbs 15 and 5 says, "A fool spurns discipline, while those who heed correction show good judgment." Put plainly, the one who hates correction will die. Verse 10, as Shelley witnessed, truth spoken in love can bring new life to a relationship. Truth spoken in love can bring new life to a relationship. I'm going to remember that one. Is there someone in your life to whom a word of loving, life-giving correction should be spoken? Or perhaps you have recently received wise admonition and been tempted to respond with anger or indifference? To disregard discipline is to despise oneself. But to heed correction is to gain understanding. That's in verse 32. Let's ask God to help us give and receive correction and humility today. Reflect and pray. How do you handle constructive criticism? And what does humility look like? Dear God, I seek your wisdom. Please give me a humble heart, ready to receive life-giving correction. And then there is scripture insight. In the book of Proverbs, the wise are the righteous who obey God and live according to the scriptures. And they give us a lot of scriptures, okay? Proverbs 15:31. And Proverbs 2 and 20, and Proverbs 9 and 9, and 10 and 8. The fool, on the other hand, despises his instructions. 1 and 7 of Proverbs. All these are from Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived. Okay, Proverbs 2 and 12 through 15. Proverbs 10 and 23. See Psalms 14 and 1. Solomon contrasted the attitudes, actions, and words of the wise and the foolish, primarily in Proverbs 10, 1 through 15 and 33. Proverbs 15 describes a godly person as one who is discerning, seeks godly counsel, speaks graciously, lives cautiously, and shows humility. The righteous are pure in heart, honest, self-controlled, prayerful, joyful, teachable, and fear God. The imperative of such a God-honoring life is stated in Proverbs 1 and 7, and again in Proverbs 9 and 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Not so much do you fear what people are saying to you, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So let us all put on wisdom and humility so that we will be mindful of other people and how they feel. And we want people to also be mindful of us and how we feel. You really don't want people to have an attitude or just say, you know what, I'm done with this and I can't do it. But also let us learn to go to a person in love when we have to share.
What happened?
Blowed out my eardrum. I'm serious. All right. Okay. Guess what? My guest is here today, Tim Jones. Hi, Tim. I'm doing good. How was your day?
It was good. It was real well. Had a good day.
Well, praise God. Glad
Can't
you did.
Complain.
Praise God. Glad you made it safely. Traffic was bad out there today. Was it for you?
In town seemed bad. Like, I took the back route, so I'm all right. But in town, yeah, it was kind of congested.
Yeah, it was. Like, wow. And I've been running here and there and everywhere. I just slid in here. I didn't mean to, but it just happened like that. So, Tim Jones is our entrepreneur.
Yeah.
A young man who not abhors, but he really soaks in God's wisdom, and it has led him to a prosperous life.
Yeah.
Yep, and stretched his imagination probably beyond what he ever thought it could be, right?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
And being a life coach, and you got it going on, Tim.
Yeah, when I was younger, I didn't think I was going to see 25 for some reason. I don't know, it just didn't seem realistic. Not that we grew up bad or something, it's just like, 25, you'd be cool to make it to that, but I'm here, 36.
Praise God.
Yeah,
right?
Blessing, yeah.
Praise God. Okay, he's also a designer.
Yes.
Okay, he has his own clothing line. And mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you got a lot going on. You got so much going on, you can share it, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Need some help.
About to open up your own business and hire King to work for you.
Oh, yeah. When we get it all together, that's the next step. We're very close. We're closer than what we think.
It seems like it. You know, you're almost overwhelmed with what you have to do, so you need people to help you.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, great. I don't know exactly what I want to talk about today. Did you have anything on your heart you want to share?
No. I don't know. We'll just go with the flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we do know we have that singles.
Mm-hmm.
You're on that, what would we call that, ministry,
yeah.
Singles ministry. And we have some events coming up real soon. Still working on them, Jazz Night Out.
So yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is going to be fun, just kind of putting that out there.
Yeah, Jazz Night Out.
Uh-huh.
Y'all better be listening and looking for it.
Yeah, well, we're getting talent together and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I know there was something I had on my mind. And that is, I know you had talked about some young ladies you had ran across, and they just don't even seem to be about being with somebody or giving a man a chance to shine and lead, what I'm saying? So where do you think that stems from?
I think the generation before myself, like my mom, them generation, I feel like my grandparents knew them, they set the foundation, and I feel like my mom and their generation was kind of spoiled, and it was kind of the rebels going against things, plus, the 60s movement with the whole feminist thing and all that kicked in, and it just kind of, the mentality became a little bit different. A lot of stuff happened, seemed like, in the 60s and 70s with the man, in a sense, being, like, the head of the man being decapitated. You can't stay with the mother and all those type of things as far as when we dealing with, like, projects or welfare or whatever it may be. And so what ended up developing was a Rolling Stone. Papa was a Rolling Stone. And the mother became single mothers. And what they done was they raised the men to be soft and the women to be hard, right? So they raised the women to be independent and the men to be soft, like a gentleman, and you got to do this and, all those things. Not that being a gentleman is bad, but they didn't know, without the father present, they didn't necessarily know how to raise that man into being a man, because they did the best they could. But they kind of tried to show them how to treat a woman and all those things. So it's just, the mentality, and that kind of got passed down. I feel like I'm looking at my generation. I can only speak, and I'm only going to speak for my generation. Like guys and women in my age range, we seem to cling onto like our grandparents' values more than in our parents' values. Those of us who grew up with our grandparents and parents, and we talk about that all the time. The fellas amongst ourselves and the clique that we talk, the people I talk around my circle, we speak about that all the time. And I feel like we're kind of raising our kids to be that way as well. And you got to think also, I'm gonna go back a little bit, like in the 2000s. I feel like early 2000s, going out from 99 into Y2K, we became entitled. That's when we started getting the participation trophies. That's when we started just passing kids just 'cause and all that other stuff. So we've seen a big wave of entitlement from the kids, the millennial kids from 2000 on. Didn't necessarily, to me, in my opinion, and I see it, didn't necessarily have to work for anything. If something didn't go their way, they told mom, dad, whatever, come through in the bed or whatever it may be. So it was a bunch of entitlement and not a lot of accountability. So you got that generation. It's crazy. So it's just how it's breaking down, you know? And I feel like this younger generation, like my daughter and them age and lower, they're going to be the ones that change. They're super smart. They're into the technology, just all that, like the way they catch on to things. And a lot of us are bringing them up with those old school values and showing people that, showing these kids, showing our kids, you got to have morals. You got to have respect. You got to have, you know, these things that I feel like it has been kind of missing a little bit, or just not necessarily missing, but just overlooked, you know, those type of things. So we're working on it. And I think, it, you know, everything come back into style, you know?
Everything comes around to a full circle
Yes.
eventually. Yeah, because you know, I don't remember back in the 50s, and well, I was born in the 50s, but anyway, 60s, late 60s, that there weren't too many men that were nice to women or didn't know how to treat women. You know, they wanted everybody, other women. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what we saw growing up, you know. Then we seen our mothers heartbroken
Yep.
and, you know, fighting and all that kind of crazy stuff, you know. So you're right. And we grow. You know, I ain't putting up with that mess. You know what I'm
Yeah, I ain't putting up with
saying?
that. You know, don't depend on a man because he can leave at any time. You know, those type of things. That's the mentality.
Did lead to that, you know. And I remember you come a long way, baby, to get to where you got to today, right? And they had our own cigarette, you know, for people. What was that, Virginia Slims or something like that, you know. And women just became liberated. You know, they had just one really occupation, home, kids. You know, sort of like slave mentality. You know, you gotta take care of the husband, you gotta take care of the clothes, you gotta just do everything in the house. So yeah, it was a rocky time. 70s got worse, you know. 80s getting paid a little bit more money now, right? I really don't know. I don't want to go down that road, you know what I'm saying? So I think we all lost trust on both ends, you know, the men and the women. So, but it's so important that our children and grandchildren, like my grandchildren, that want relationships, see relationships that can work. Not one out of every 50, you know, should be more closer. And how are they going to know a relationship works if they don't really see one? Same thing for us.
And that's why I like my circle, like my brothers, my cousins, like they've been married to their wives 10 plus years, you know, one 14 plus years, another one, I think. So they're in the decade in, you know what I mean? And so like that's kind of cool, you know, our kids and stuff, they get to see that. And like I said, I feel like that's coming back into style for like a certain age group, a certain generation, you know. That's what I'm seeing. You know, I could be wrong, but that's what I'm observing right now, you know.
And some of our mindsets are hindering us from having a successful relationship. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Mindset will definitely hinder you from having a great relationship, or having even a good relationship. I mean, if I tell people all the time, if you don't know how to love yourself, you're not gonna know how to love anybody else. Yeah, you're all right. Yeah, if you don't know how to love yourself, you're not going to know how to love anybody else at all. Like, you don't know where to start. And that person could be doing absolutely everything in their power, in their heart, to love you and try to figure out and love you in a way that you can receive it and those type of things. But you might be on the defense and have your guard up and just be unlovable. Some people just be in that state of being unlovable, and they're okay with that. They're okay with being toxic and not trusting and, you know, and all that. And I ain't got time for that. It's draining.
It is draining.
It's draining.
It's a miserable feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you're doing all you can.
Mm-hmm.
You think you are anyway. I also like the idea of checking myself.
Oh, yeah.
Checking myself and seeing, have I grown, you know, for the future, or have I made any success going that way, or am I still in my old habits and mindsets? And it's like, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I do agree with being who you are,
mm-hmm.
you know. So,
well, it's a good thing being aware, you know.
Absolutely.
Just having that awareness is a beautiful thing, because once you become aware, you have the choice to change. Now it's in your power, you know. So awareness is key.
It is key. That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm. I think if they understand that, if they have this one understanding that relationships take work, and it's not that fair, though, the whole fairy tale thing. Like, for me, when you find that your significant other, you'd be ready to go through hell and hot water with them, for them and with them. You'd be ready, in a sense, to battle God himself, you know, if you had to. Not saying that you will, you know, if you had to, right, if it come to that. But it would never come to that. But, you know, you'd be willing to do that, but you have to be ready and have in your mind, like, no matter what happens with this person, I'm ready to go through it all.
Right.
The good, the bad, the ugly, that's what makes a relationship. That's what's going to test the strength. The strength of your relationship is going to be tested by your trials and tribulations, your experiences and all that. Like, that's life. That's life. You're choosing a life partner. Y'all going through life, and life is not always good. It doesn't feel good all the time, you know? And sometimes you're going to have the lows, and it's going to feel bad, and, you know, and just having that person there with you and willing to fight with you and willing to, you know, help you bandage up your wounds when you down is a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Yeah, hard to find.
Yeah, but you have to go in with that mindset.
Yeah,
like, this is that person I want to do that with. Put it on the line.
Yeah.
Love is risky.
Yeah, so is life. Yeah,
yeah,
you're so right about that.
Yeah.
You have to be all in, right?
Yeah, be all in. Be all in. Some people got they half of the foot in and don't understand why it's not working out. You only got half your foot in. You ain't all the way in.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. That's that 50-50 stuff. We go 50-50, you got half your foot in. Yeah, just go 100-100. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking, okay, you say one leg, one arm, you know, split yourself down the middle. That part of me is in, but the other arm.
Yeah, you're not whole.
Out.
You're not whole. God told you be whole, be one. You're not one. You got half in.
Yeah.
Be all the way in.
Right.
Go through it. Don't be afraid to go through something.
Like you said, people are afraid of that, I guess, and I guess that is a fear.
Yeah.
I did my thought for the day, and it just blew me away, because what it was that I brought out, Proverbs, I think it was 15.
I love Proverbs.
I know you do.
One of my favorite books.
Why, Tim? Tell us.
Because it just, like, Proverbs show you how to govern yourself. It's like rules for life. It show you, that's where a lot of the wisdom and understanding and those things, that's how you conduct yourself. Like, for me, when I'm feeling out of line a lot, I try to go to Proverbs. Like, yo, what would God say? What do I need to do here? You know? So it kind of gets you in line.
Yes, he does. Because it was on my, I was going through some things, you know, earlier. And I was out trying to buy this and find this and prescription here. They're telling me, oh, we can buy it over the counter. I've been three places. can't buy it over the counter. Mm. I need a prescription because they've changed all the ways that you can get medicine now.
Yep.
Because I guess drug abuse, and this is just a cream. Okay. I gotta get a prescription, so I had to go by my doctor and let him call it in for me and all that. And I'm just things going through my mind. The singles ministry and, like you say, just life itself, you know, and how far do I want to go? How deep am I?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not just a man and woman relationship, but a relationship with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and because they're all important. They're all important. So do I want to give my friend another chance because something happened and you're not happy with it and you think, well, like you said, am I in or am I out?
Are you in or are you out?
Right.
All right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hope everyone's listening to the wisdom of Tim Jones. Yeah, absolutely. So how's your daughter doing?
She's doing well. She's a riot. Tells me what to do every day.
I'm sure.
All day, every day. I'm not sure who's the parent sometimes, but yeah, she's wonderful. My son's great too, both of them.
I saw her Sunday.
Yeah.
At Layla's birthday party.
Yep. Yep.
My great granddaughter.
Yep.
Yeah. Boy, can't believe these kids already grown up so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
time
gosh
is going quick.
Can't get over that. Wow. I don't see Kiara that much either, but yeah. I was trying to look for that.
The verse.
So that's what you're telling us about right now, life-giving correction, whether you're going to accept correction or reject correction. And it was just right on there. I'm like, wow. It just hit me right in my heart. And I'm just reading it over the air, right in the Then I couldn't even get the words out. I'm like, oh my gosh. And it was Proverbs 15, 31 through 33. And you know what? It would be so easy. Life would be much easier if we went to God first.
Yeah.
When we run across something, you know, just like he just opened that up today, in a couple hours, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's always on time, you know, and a lot of times we stick to trying to fix it ourselves real quick. We'd be in that mode and then be like, ah, you know what? I forgot I got a whole lot of power back there, you know. A whole lot of wisdom, divine, you know, it's just, we do it out of habit.
That's true. It's normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it wasn't, some things we would not even, thoughts would even enter our minds,
yep,
you know, so I agree with you on that, but also understand that life is short.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's like a vapor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Isn't that, like, terrifying?
Yeah, in a sense. But, you know,
if
you're going back to him, ain't nothing to worry about.
Right.
Ain't got nothing to worry about because forever is a long time.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially without him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those are decisions we have to come to.
Yes.
We're going to be with the Lord or we're going to be in that place of darkness waiting till our final sentence, right?
Yep.
Wow, but you're right. God is good and he's still on the throne.
Yes.
You know, and he still can lead us and guide us through life until our last days. Okay, so let's see what else we can talk about.
All right.
Okay. Yesterday we talked about why do people say cleanliness is next to godliness. When I say that to you, what comes to your mind?
Order. Clean, neat, order for the most part. I feel like when my environment is kind of cluttered and messy, I feel very, very out of order. And so I'll start cleaning up everything around me. And once I clean up everything around me, I feel better. I feel a lot better and I feel a little bit more organized and I feel a lot more clear, you know, and those type of things. So to me, cleanliness is next to godliness. It's like, it's a way of life. It's a a mentality. It's something. It's definitely something to do with something. I can't even bring the words to explain it because I know how I feel. I know how I feel when things are cluttered, when things are messy, when I feel out of order, it's out of order.
Right.
You know, and as soon as I clean up and clean up the things around me, I feel a lot better. I feel God-like. You know, I feel, and you're more clear. You can feel Him.
You feel more cleaner and mm-hmm. clearer.
Yeah.
I know. I was telling my friend this. I said, I clean up in here every day and it looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting anywhere right.
Yeah. Oh, that's when I get to throw stuff. I get to throw stuff away.
That's like, where I
just
I'm
gotta
at,
go.
Right? We put a dumpster on the other side mm-hmm. of the house and just unload. You know, it is a terrible feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I never really looked at cleanliness is next to godliness in that way.
Mm.
But that was liberating. That's gonna give me more courage to
yeah.
throw away more stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, feel open.
Yeah.
Neat. Spacious, something about it, more, I'll call it feng shui, energy, whatever you want to call it. It's just,
right,
it's just a beautiful
right.
thing.
It is. I know it used to make me just feel clean and
mm-hmm.
can breathe more easier
yep.
when you go home and nothing's out of order, you know. I used to live like that.
Yep, yeah. You just okay. feel, you just overall feel better.
Yeah, you do.
It don't matter. You can get a new haircut, you can shave, you can buy new clothes, you can take a bath, you know, whatever it is. Like, you just feel when you're clean, you feel great.
Yes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Goes with the program. You
yeah.
know? Yes, it does. Okay. Well, I liked that tip. I did put that down one for the record. Feeling clean inside. Absolutely. Did you vote today?
No. I seen it. I just got home. I seen it. I was like, I better get to vote. I seen it on Facebook like around 12 o'clock. So... Yeah, what was it, close at 7 or something?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get down there. I'm going to put myself on the ballot next year. 2 years, whatever.
You'll probably be ready. Be ready for that. Why not, you know?
Why not?
There's only a chance. It's a chance for everybody who wants to run, right?
Yep.
Might as well. Things are changing. You know, sometimes it looks like it's not moving, but it is.
It is, yep.
It is. And they're having this tonight for the kids.
Okay.
All outside. I don't need this after today. That's my last announcement, but yeah. You've been out there before, I'm sure.
National Night Out, Grant Middle School. So, if y'all don't know about it.
Yeah. I've been there a couple times. It's put on by the police department.
Okay.
They have food trucks and all that stuff out there. Having free hot dogs tonight.
Hey, sounds like it's going to be fun. Everybody like free stuff, so the event is free. Go out there, Grant Middle School, tonight at 6 to 9, from 6 to 9. So if you and Marion, go support.
Tell us how to remain cheerful within.
Oh, gratefulness. You got to find things that you are appreciative of. You got to find things that you are grateful for. People, places, and things that you're grateful for. Things that you appreciate, and what you're going to find is you're going to start giving that glory back to God too, and you're going to have a greater appreciation for the Father, because once you get that cheerfulness, you know it's not self, if that makes sense. So once I be like, God, I'm just grateful for this. I'm grateful for my daughter. I'm grateful to have my son. I'm grateful to be able to go to work. You know, those type of things. I appreciate this. It's just like praising God. And that's going to create cheer. When you find yourself grateful, you can't be mad and grateful at the same time. I don't think that works.
So if you can do that, show me how, right?
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like this one, too. Don't quit. How do you feel about that? Give us some wisdom on that.
Yeah, you got to in life, it just depends on what you're doing. You got to be relentless, you know. The goal is not to quit or give up because something is difficult or something is hard or whatever it may be, that's going to test your character. That's going to test your strength. You know, and whatever strength that you do not have, you know, you have the ability to ask for more strength, because even he is strong, even his weakness is stronger than your strength, you know. So it's, don't quit. It's that simple. If you going after something that you truly want and it's truly on your mind and your desire, then be relentless.
Right.
Don't quit.
Hang in there. Don't quit.
That's true failure. True failure is when you quit, not when you hit a bump in the road or whatever it may be. It's when you give up.
Get tired of giving up.
Yeah.
You know, and I agree with you. If you want something to work, you have to work at it.
Yep.
You know, I think we've gotten lazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're like a lazy generation.
Oh, yeah.
We've become so accustomed to how things are.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. We want everything to come to us. DoorDash, you get your food to come to you. You can order your groceries online, they'll come to you.
Right.
We want everything to come to us. The person, you want the person to chase you to come to you. You're like, no, nobody want to do no work. I ain't going to say nobody, but it just seems like the way we're taught in society, it's self-serving. You know, lovers of themselves, that's what the Bible say. And
yeah.
In a sense, that's what we're leading towards, serving self all day long. You know, I want this. This got to come to me. Amazon, this comes to me. This comes to me. I need this to come to me. This come to me. You know, and then you get in that microwave generation and that mindset that you got to have it right here, right now, because you're so used to everything coming to you when you want it.
Wow. That's something else. And you're so right.
Mm-hmm.
You're so right. Except I'm not that Amazon person.
Yeah.
You know, people that got boxes at their doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Every day. I know some people got some problems. They ain't gonna like talking about that on air, but some people got some problems with their Amazon shopping.
Yes, they do every day.
Mm-hmm.
I have people in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Who walk up to boxes.
Boxes, you know? Yeah.
No wonder he's so rich. Bezos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's smart. Smart dude.
You know, like,
smart dude.
On.
Smart dude.
You don't have $10, but he's a trillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, forget that.
He found a service that works for everybody.
Gosh. COVID put him over the line, didn't
it? Oh,
they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he really made out.
Over the top. Well, he's not one of my favorites, not unless he's giving out some stocks. You know, I can't afford that. Boxes at the door. I got this one, maybe only, I'm thinking we had the whole 45 minutes, but we have 5 minutes. What can you tell us about having a free mind and how to obtain it if we don't have one?
You gotta, one of my favorite verses in the Bible is bring everything under obedience to the Messiah. Basically, you know, his laws and those type of things. That's how your mind begin to become free. You don't like the way you think, you got to bring that under obedience of the Messiah. You have to begin to change your thought patterns. If your 90% of your thoughts are negative, you have to begin to replace them with positive
right.
thoughts. And then your speech will begin to change. But everything starts with that thought, and everything starts with the mind. That's where it comes from first. That's where the energy is brewed first,
right.
from the mind, and then it trickles down.
That's good. That's real good. Free your mind. In other words, you're putting it on the
mm-hmm.
Messiah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, taking it off your shoulders and putting
mm-hmm.
it on his shoulders. Because we're not strong enough
yeah.
to carry the burdens he can carry.
Yeah. And sometimes you just got to say, yo, what would you do? What? How do I handle this? You know,
right.
talk to him. How do I handle this? What would you do? You know, this is the situation. You know, and sometimes that's why I say, be still, know that I'm God. Sometimes you just got to be still, be quiet, and listen.
Yeah, you're right.
So you get that answer.
That's right. So in other words, you're telling us to read the Bible more, put more trust
yeah,
and faith
more,
there, right?
More trust and faith there, you know, whatever good godly principles you come across, you
right.
know. Wherever you're getting game, it doesn't matter where you get the game from, just soak it up and apply it.
Right. Have to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not out there
yep.
in space, you know. Just apply it to your lives. And hopefully, you know, you get some good information, some good life-giving corrections.
Yeah.
That was very important today for the Lord to share that with us.
Yes.
Some things we need to change about ourselves. He don't want you to change somebody else because you can't.
No, and we so funny as people, we want God to change everybody else but ourselves. God, change that person. Change that person. You know, I go back to what Michael Jackson said, you know, look at the man in the mirror. Change that person first.
You know, that helped me change, too, years ago. And I start really looking at the woman in the mirror, you know. I don't think you could have made a better song.
Nah, you want to change the world, change yourself.
Yes.
And that'll affect the world.
Wow, I forgot about that experience. Glad you brought that up. Look at yourself. Yeah. And if you don't like what you see, change it.
That's it.
That is so good. Is there anything else you want to say in this last 2 minutes?
Yeah. You know, when I was driving to work the other day, God put something on my heart. He said, give yourself enough time to get there. Don't be in a rush all the time. Just if it's 30 minutes, give yourself the 30 minutes. Don't try to cut in 25 and 20. Give yourself the 30 minutes. If it's 10 years, give yourself the 10. If it's 5, give yourself 5. If it's a year, whatever. Give yourself that time.
What a word.
Yep.
What a word of wisdom. Oh, my. You're right. Because that can be very dangerous.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Running and rushing. Yes, yes, yes. You'd be slamming on the brakes and skidding. God help, stop the car.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put angels around about me, you know. Absolutely. Nobody hit me, absolutely. Thank you, Tim, for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Last minute notice. I'm sure everyone enjoyed you. I know I did.
I hope so. Hope they learned something.
Of course, of course. How else are we going to learn?
That's right.
Listen.
That's
stop
right.
And pay attention to what, you know, what's going on in the world today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
A Voice of a People with Linda Sims. Here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The talk